Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Joy That No Man Taketh From You by Lillian Whiting, published in 1905. Is it not true that there is an inner radiance, a joy that the world can neither give nor take away, which is an inalienable possession of the spirit, entirely independent of time, chance, or change? Cannot this joy be achieved by the soul, so that neither death nor privation, nor loss nor disappointment, nor trial in any of its many forms, shall dim its radiance or diminish its energy? For if it can be achieved, it would be the most important discovery of our lives. Joy is the very elixir of energy and inspiration, the most invincible force. It is the power which is able to conquer and prevail. And our ability to achieve this joy is constantly proclaimed by God. Jesus says, "Ask and receive, so that your joy may be full." Spiritual truth is not a ceremonial ritual for occasional attention. It is the very breath of the soul, not something to be held as a religious luxury, but as the most absolute necessity of life. Love, which is the supreme degree of spiritual truth, is the unerring law of guidance. Love feels no burden, thinks nothing of trouble, pleads no excuse of impossibility, for it thinks all things possible. It is therefore able to undertake all things, and it completes many a thing. Love is active, sincere, affectionate, pleasant, and amiable. It is also courageous, patient, faithful, and never seeking itself. Truly, love is the very motor of living. It can achieve the impossible. It can endure the unendurable with serenity and with faith in the better conditions to come. Sorrow is a condition of time, but joy is the condition of eternity. Love sees the temporary experience under eternal conditions, and thus lifts up the transient to the permanent, bringing it with an immortal radiance. This indeed may be accepted as an axiom, one that is as absolute in its eternal truth as a mathematical proposition. The immortal radiance of joy is to the spirit, as is the sun to the physical world. The sun always shines. Clouds may intervene, but beyond the clouds the divine glory lives undimmed. Although there are days when we do not see this radiance of sunshine, it is always aglow, and only temporarily hidden from our eyes. Therefore we can accept as a fact, as fixed as any physical fact of the universe, that immortal joy always and unchangingly infuses life, and that pain, desolation, sorrow, and unhappiness are merely transitory clouds that intervene between oneself and God's love, which is, quote, "the joy that no one can taketh from you." And yet, this joy is always being obscured by temporary clouds of sorrow, of annoyance, of suffering in many forms. Is this experience one that can never be escaped? Well, it is true that many troubles are inevitable. They are a component part of life. Death is the universal human experience. Illness is largely so, in slight or serious degree. Misfortunes are practically universal, in some form or another. There can be no woman or man who is so great, or so good, or so distinguished, or so rich, or so fortunately placed in this world, who is not liable to almost any kind of misfortune. Our present circumstances are the most transitory of phases, the flowing conditions of life, as Emerson so well said. Friendships, even those held the most sacred and precious, are liable to change. Character, that seems a permanent possession, is yet always at the mercy of being grossly misunderstood, misinterpreted, and subject to the momentary lapse. A person should be judged from the standpoint of their best deeds and best moments, but instead, they are usually judged from the standpoint of their least worthy deed or thought. The test of all true greatness of soul is the power of sustained sacrifice, and the very condition that makes sacrifice possible is the spiritual perception of our ideals. Life is a series of tests to be met, as well as a series of choices to be made. The perpetual problem recurs continually under new conditions, and these flowing conditions of life may be very dark, but the individual can still walk in radiance, in the light of God. It is a lack of spiritual perspective to talk of dead dreams, faded hopes, and all that sort of nonsense. It is simply a silly sentimentality. True sentiment is something lofty and fine. Without it, there could be no human helpfulness. But sentimentality has no place in a life that is earnest, sincere, and noble, for it weakens and debilitates. It should be relegated to the dead ages, from whence it came. It has no part or place in the joyful present. The habit of perpetually dwelling on the past is a pernicious one. All that is worthy in the past is distilled into the elixir of the present and becomes the gold that remains, while the dross and crudities are cast away. The endeavors of life are not unlike the sowing of the traditional mustard seed. Some of them fall on stony ground and come to fruition. Let those endeavors and dreams that fall on the stony ground be ignored. They were merely experimental, tentative. Being canceled, they have no resurrection. This world is meant for the living, not for the dead. Every effort that has in it the seed of spiritual vitality comes to fruition, sometime and somewhere. It is only a question of time and trust. Let us believe and go forward. There is always power in today to recreate the beautiful yesterday. There comes periods in life when disaster seems to have taken possession of our efforts. In every imaginable loss, sorrow and misfortune appears. The natural inclination is toward discouragement and despair. To recover happier conditions, don't blame others or stew over injustices and wrongs. That is the way in which madness lies. Believe in better days and go forward. Forget the beautiful yesterday and dream of a radiant tomorrow. For in that radiance lies the kingdom of God, which is divine power, and in this power you shall recreate your vanished paradise, regain all prosperity, all gladness, all beauty of achievement. Now, you may think that a loss of financial resources is a serious trouble, and it is. It would be unrealistic to pretend it is not. Wealth is a vast power, and power is the possibility for marvelous good. If it is used to produce gigantic evils, it is not because there is any inherent corruption in power itself, but in the person who wields it. Therefore, a great financial loss may also be considered a problem of the spiritual life. Material resources are one form of the expression of spiritual energies. All spiritual energy does not, of course, build up colossal fortunes, and colossal fortunes are sometimes, though not invariably, the result of wrongs and oppression. But as a rule, the normal intellect and energy of spirit enable one to live and assist others in living worthily. And the sudden loss of this power is a very real trouble, but not so real that it need lead us into any despondency or despair. As Goethe says, "Goods gone, there is wealth in store. Go and earn more." Remember that there are valuable lessons in failure. One of these is to learn how not to fail again. Another is to learn not to be discouraged. Let us recall the inspiring words of Walt Whitman. "Be not discouraged, keep on. There are divine things well hidden. I swear to you, there are divine things more beautiful than words can tell." Beyond all else, however, is the lesson of faith in God. The soul that sees the will of God in the smallest things and in the most desolating and fatal events receives all with equal joy, exultation, and respect. That which others fear and fly from with horror, she opens all her doors to receive with honor. If we knew how to greet each moment, good and bad, as the manifestation of the divine will, we would find in it all the heart could desire. The divine will is a bottomless well, of which the present moment is the entrance. Plunge fearlessly therein, and you will find it more boundless than your desires. To give oneself an entire devotion to the divine will is to receive strength, illumination, and the most perfect and beautiful guidance along the right path. Because the acceptance of the divine will is not a mere passive condition. It is not to sit with folded hands, apathetic heart, and benumbed faculties. It is to arise in newness of life. It is to acquire a noble and resistless energy that is prepared to conquer and prevail. It is to realize the possession of a hitherto unknown intensity of power. The finer elixir of any achievement is thus not the mere satisfaction with that which is achieved, but the power to achieve still greater results. And its highest effect is to make an even greater struggle necessary. That is to say, all experience is a crucible, out of which is distilled the essence of your spiritual power.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.